This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on September 15th, 2016. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Next on our agenda is item 5, which is promoting voluntary compliance. The agenda item here is a memorandum from Commissioner Caroline Hunter. Okay. Madam Secretary, is there a sunshine notice motion that needs to be read before we consider this?
Yes.
Okay. Then I will turn to the Vice Chairman to make that motion.
I move that the Commission add to the agenda the consideration of 1. Promoting voluntary compliance. 2. Proposed statement of policy on the application of the foreign national prohibition to domestic corporations owned or controlled by foreign nationals. And 3. Statement regarding proposal to rescind advisory opinion 2006-15 TransCanada and to open a rulemaking to ensure that the U.S. political spending is free from foreign influence. And that the Commission determine pursuant to 11 CFR section 2.7B that business so requires and no earlier public announcement was possible.
The Vice Chairman has presented a motion. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Madam Secretary, that motion carries by a vote of 6-0. As I was saying, the next agenda item is a memo from Commissioner Hunter about promoting voluntary compliance, and I will turn the time over to Commissioner Hunter.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Today I'd like to talk about an issue that I hope all of us can agree with. The statute allows us to encourage voluntary compliance with FECA, and it's something that we already do here at the agency. The head of our information division is standing in the back of the room, Greg Scott. He and his team do an excellent job with conferences, with our website, answering the 1-800 number. We try really hard to get the word out to the public and to the regulated community about the laws and the regulations. We also have Ms. Debbie Ciccone sitting here, who is the head of our reports analysis division, and they spend a lot of time and energy working with committees who file with the FEC to make sure that they also are voluntarily complying with the law. So while we already do a lot of things, it sort of occurred to a few of us that this might be a good idea to have the commission come together and hopefully highlight a few, just a few points that are most relevant to a citizen who may want to be engaged in the process. So the target audience here isn't, you know, lawyers or the regulated community who already are on all of our listservs and frequent our website. It's more to people out there who may be interested in contributing to a federal candidate or who may want to put up a billboard or do something to advocate on behalf of their favorite candidate. We have, as you know, a whole book of regulations, tons of AOs, MERS, and all of that. So distilling that into 4 bullet points was not easy, but we tried to pick the ones that were we thought most relevant to the people sort of out there that they should know about. Just really quickly to talk about each of them in turn, the first one, protect our elections from foreign influence. We're going to be talking about that later this morning. Everybody agrees that foreign nationals cannot participate in U.S. elections, and believe it or not, there are some instances that we see where people don't realize that. So we want to make sure that the public is aware that they are not permitted to participate in elections at any level of the government, federal, state, or local. With regard to staying within the dollar limits, we just picked one and said the individual contribution limit for this cycle is $2,700. You've probably all read in the news a lot of small donor contributors don't know that, and so they keep going on the website of their favorite candidate and contributing over and over and over again, not realizing that there's a limit. And thankfully, the campaigns most often catch that, but this is in an effort to let the public know. One example that comes to mind that I'm aware of is an elderly woman who, every time she got a solicitation from a party committee, she wrote a check for $100, $200, and she had no idea that there was a point where she was going to come into, that there'd be a problem with complying with the federal law. So we thought that might be important. Don't give in the name of another, no straw donors. You can't, obviously most of the people in the room understand that. You can't write a check for your favorite candidate and be reimbursed by anybody. And a quick story on that, I was giving a speech once where after I talked about this prohibition, somebody came up to me and said, you know, I'm the treasurer of a state campaign, and I was talking about state and federal laws, and she said, we had no idea that this was a violation, and they had been doing that for months and months, and she was horrified and said, we'll have to go back and fix our reports and all of that. So we know that it's not intuitive for some people that you're not allowed to give money that's not yours, can't be reimbursed. The last one, keep your political ads independent. This one's particularly tricky to write because there's, you know, you could probably write 5 pages on this, but trying to distill it, one of the main reasons I wanted to put this one in there was you have to have a disclaimer for independent expenditures. And by way of example, there's a very large billboard right around the corner from my house right now where somebody says so-and-so supports one of the presidential candidates, and there's no proper disclaimer. And it's not the end of the world, but that person clearly doesn't know that there's a requirement to have a disclaimer. So I just sent this around to my colleagues yesterday and have spoken with each of them, either directly or indirectly, and look forward to their comments. They haven't had a chance to really study it, so we'll hopefully be able to come up with some language that we can all agree on. And a couple of ideas, and I'm open to more, but a couple of ideas. One is perhaps we could submit something like this to various newspapers around the country as either an op-ed or a letter to the editor signed by all 6 commissioners. And of course, the goal there would be to get to the sort of mid-level newspapers or the smaller ones throughout the country. Maybe we could publish something in the USA Today. I'm told that's the most widely circulated newspaper in the United States, and as you know, it's in a lot of hotels and that sort of thing. So maybe that. Somebody else had the idea of doing a video that we could post on our website. I'm not sure about that one, but we could try it.
Could we hire actors to play our roles?
Yes, we should have doubles, definitely doubles. And Greg Scott said he's more than willing to help if commissioners agree, putting it on the website in a place that would be appropriate, or sending it out to his very useful list. And somebody else had the idea that if we send it out to your list, Greg, even though a lot of them know about all of this, they may be inclined to forward the information along to their donors or their listserv. So these are just some ideas, and I look forward to working with my colleagues. Obviously, the election is right around the corner, so we don't have a whole lot of time, but thank you for the time.
Sure. Is there any discussion on this proposal? Commissioner Rattle.
Thank you, and thank you, Commissioner Hunter. I think this is a really good idea, and I totally agree with you that one of our most important roles is to provide information, and in particular to the people, the citizens, as you say, who are engaged in the political process. So I certainly support it. I was interested this morning in receiving Duane Pugh's note of some potential additions to this, and I'm glad he did because it raised an issue that I think is really important and we've seen is very important in this particular election, and that is the problem of so-called scam PACs when people are making contributions to entities that represent themselves as actually working for a particular candidate or committee and not. And so his suggestion, I think, is a really good one and an important one to add to this, because this is part of what you said was the purpose, and that is to inform citizens who are engaged in the process, and that would do so. But I know we have yet to sit down and talk about all the issues, but I just wanted to voice my strong feeling that that's a really good addition.
Mm-hmm. Sure, happy to talk about it, happy to work with you. Just so the public knows, the suggestion, and if this is the one you're if this is not the one you're referring to, let me know. Duane Pugh, who is our congressional affairs person here, suggested adding, you can also find the authorized campaign committee of any candidate you would like to support.
Right.
And that's a helpful suggestion. We're trying to get to that in one of the lines here, but happy to consider adding something so that people, if they want to know who's soliciting them, they can at least go to our website and get more information by looking at that campaign's public filing. And that's what we're, and I agree with that as a something to add.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I also think this is a good concept. I, as Commissioner Hunter knows, I was talking with her a few days ago about whether there was anything that we could agree on to move forward on an issue that some of us have been trying to get on the agenda in a productive way for months or years. I said maybe we could agree on putting out better information to the public to make sure everybody at least understands the prohibitions. And the next day she popped up in my office and said, funny you should have mentioned that because we've been working on something and we're going to get you a draft later today. And I'm tickled to see that the first thing on the agenda on the on this list is protect our elections from foreign influence. Happy to see that language picked up here. I would hate to think that anybody thinks that these two sentences are going to accomplish that task, but we'll have more discussion on that later on the agenda. Don't give in the name of another. I would think we would want to also add don't accept money from somebody else who wants you to make a contribution. It's a there's two sides to that transaction. So I think there's some wordsmithing that needs to go on, and as Commissioner Ravel pointed out, we may have some suggestions for other top topics that we want to add in. But I think it's a terrific idea for us to be more proactive about trying to make sure that everybody understands the rules, because it is surprising how many people do show up on our enforcement docket who say, ooh, I didn't know there was a rule against that.
Is there any further discussion? I'll just add my two cents that I think this is a very constructive suggestion from Commissioner Hunter. I think that, as she mentioned, we our information division, led by Greg Scott, does an excellent job at educating through conferences, through literature, through web presentations, and so forth. And anything that we can do, new ideas, innovative ideas that we can present that can better educate the public as to what is permitted and what is prohibited, I think can only be to the good. So I look forward to being part of this process, and hopefully we can move forward quickly on some of the suggestions that have been that have been discussed. Mr. Vice Chairman,
just add my appreciation for the time it took to put this thing together. I think that's great to take the initiative. It's a good start.